Ivy League schools accused of discriminating against Asian American applicants. Chris Fuchs. A coalition of 132 Asian American organizations is expected to file a complaint with the Federal Departments of Education and Justice Monday, alleging that Yale University, Dartmouth College, and Brown University discriminate against Asian Americans in their admission processes. The complaint, drafted by the Asian American Coalition for Education, accuses the three Ivy League schools of denying admission to Asian American students with near-perfect SAT scores and GPAs in the top 1%, while accepting applicants of other races with similar accolades. The group also alleges that racial quotas and caps are used to maintain ideal racial balances that have kept the percentage of Asian American students at these schools unchanged over the last two decades. We strongly request Attorney General Loretta Lynch and Education Secretary John King to please help us stop this discrimination against Asian Americans, Coalition President Yu Kong Zhao told NBC News in a statement. Do not let our children be treated as second-class citizens. Yale, Dartmouth, and Brown did not return requests for comment. The coalition's complaint comes a year after it filed a similar one with the Departments of Justice and Education against Harvard University. The Education Department closed that complaint in June because of an ongoing lawsuit filed in November 2014 by Students for Fair Admissions, Inc. that makes the same accusations. In its complaint against Yale, Dartmouth, and Brown, the Asian American Coalition of Education raises concerns about their holistic approach to admissions, in which schools consider a range of factors other than just grades and SAT scores to decide whom to accept. This allows admissions officers to apply negative stereotypes based on racial and cultural biases and misunderstanding to justify discrimination against the individuals of an undesired ethnic group. The complaint reads, "The Asian American Coalition for Education, AACE, joined by more than 130 concerned Asian American organizations, on behalf of their constituents, hereby file this complaint against Yale University, Brown University, and Dartmouth College, and allege that these institutions are engaged in unlawful discrimination against Asian American applicants to their colleges. These institutions participate in a covert and insidious scheme to enforce race-based quotas in college admissions in violation of the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution and Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. As studies demonstrate, these Ivy League colleges have been and are engaged in systematic and continuous discrimination against Asian American applicants during their so-called holistic college admissions processes, and have denied and deny admission to many Asian American applicants solely because of their race. This complaint is brought on behalf of the constituents of the undersigned Asian American organizations, including Asian American students who, because of their race, were unfairly rejected by these institutions because of such unlawful use of race in the admissions process, and or who seek the opportunity to apply for admissions to these institutions without being discriminated against because of their race. Citing figures from the Education Department, the groups also argue that Asian American undergraduate enrollment at Brown and Yale has remained flat between 1995 and 2014, while noting an increase in Asian American students for Dartmouth from 1995 to 2004. The complaints say that those numbers leveled off over the last 10 years. This data shows that de facto racial quotas have been imposed on Asian Americans at these three schools, the complaint alleges. The coalition, which includes local and national organizations from across the country, is asking the Departments of Education and Justice to bar or strictly limit Yale, Dartmouth, and Brown from allegedly using race in admissions decisions, curb what it calls subjective components in evaluating applications, and disclose qualifications of their applicant pools. The issue of whether Ivy League schools discriminate against Asian applicants has fueled a contentious debate with the Asian American community. Some have argued that the number of Asian American students admitted annual to Ivy League schools has not kept pace with an overall increase in the Asian American population. Others disagree, calling these complaints and lawsuits an attack on affirmative action, which they say promotes diverse learning environments. In September, the Education Department concluded that there was insufficient evidence to prove Princeton University discriminates against Asian or Asian American applicants and was alleged in two separate complaints. Those efforts are short-sighted and ignore the historical context for affirmative action programs that have opened doors and provided opportunities for communities of color, including Asian Americans, who have been systematically denied equitable access to educational opportunities, job promotions, and leadership positions. Betty Hung, Policy Director for Asian America's Advancing Justice, Los Angeles, told NBC News in an email. In addition to the lawsuit against Harvard, Students for Fair Admissions, Inc., also sued the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill in November 2014, arguing that the school violated the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment by allegedly discriminating against applicants based on race or ethnicity. Those lawsuits remain open as the Supreme Court considers Fisher v. University of Texas at Austin. Abigail Fisher, who is white, is challenging the school's use of race in admissions after her undergraduate application was rejected in 2008. She alleges that the university's affirmative action policies prevented her admission into the school. Oral arguments were heard in December, and a decision from the court is expected by late June.